All right, today's post is called Multitasking is a Myth and What to Do Instead. I often have this conversation with people about just being too stressed and burnt out, and you know, did some digging on why people are stressed and burnt out, and really what it comes down to is we're doing the wrong things most often. So today's post is all about that, how to sort of claim back your schedule and how to get a little bit more focused. So let's get started. So if you're stressed or too busy, it's probably because you multitask. Some people take great pride on the fact that they can do so many things at once. What are you doing right now? Reading this article, answering text messages, scanning emails, on Facebook, etc. What are you really doing? What you're really doing is reducing your productivity by approximately 40%, according to research. Today, we have so much going on at all times. It's hard not to feel like we have to do a bunch of stuff all at once just to keep up. While multitasking is not a real skill, you're just task switching and your brain has to work on overdrive to try and keep pace. I like to say it's like trying to juggle ping pong balls underwater. So today, we'll discuss what to do instead to make the most of your time. So why does multitasking not work? Well, as I said, what we call multitasking is really just task switching. Guy Winch explains this in detail in his book, Emotional First Aid, Practical Strategies for Treating Failure, Rejection, Guilt, and Other Everyday Psychological Injuries. He says, when it comes to attention and productivity, our brains have a finite amount. Did you know that you actually go slower when you're switching between tasks? There are two stages in your brain that make up your executive control processes. One is called goal shifting, so I want this now instead of that, and the other stage is called rule activation. So I'm turning off the rules for that, and I'm turning on the rules for this. So these two stages are designed to help you switch between tasks as easily as possible, but the problem comes from the small switching costs that happen when we try and multitask to go back and forth. We constantly goal shift and change the rules, and those switches may be small, like a tenth of a second, but they add up to very large amounts the more we switch back and forth. So in keeping with the 420 talk this week, here's an interesting thought from another article on multitasking. In 2005, the BBC reported on a research study funded by Hewlett-Packard and conducted by the Institute of Psychiatry in the University of London that found workers distracted by email and phone calls suffer a fall in IQ more than twice that found in marijuana smokers. Wow, there are countless studies that show why multitasking is so bad for us. Essentially, our brains can only handle so many things at once. Multitasking even kills your creativity. And if you've followed my series on why people make decisions based on emotions, you will see that our brains have not evolved to do the kind of processing we expect from them. So what can you do instead of multitasking? Well, all is not lost, my friends. The first step is awareness. You're probably pretty productive already, but what if you could gain an edge by reducing the switching costs associated with multitasking? So here's some things you can do. One, do your activities in batches. So try and sort your to-do list into pieces that can be completed one after the other. Perhaps even group similar tasks together. Don't answer emails when they come in. Instead, pick a time during your day when you read them and respond. And let people know you do this so they don't try and monopolize your time. Next one is close those tabs and documents. If you're like me, you get excited about all the cool stuff on the internet. I open new windows and tabs and say, oh, I want to read that. And then I go back to other projects. Or I have an idea and open up a new document to start typing. Very quickly, I end up with a bunch of unnamed documents and tabs I should get to. I'm trying to break this habit, but I found the easiest thing to do is just close them all down and restart my computer. Kind of like a brain restart at the same time. Feels great. Be fully present in your meetings. Nothing drives me crazier than when I'm in a meeting and other people are checking their text messages. Or worse yet, they're sitting there with their laptops open. People seem like they have more important things to do, get distracted, and miss important information. Those meetings end up going on and nothing gets done. So make it a priority to set the tone for a distraction-free meeting. Lastly, be fully present in your relationships. Put that cell phone away. We're all connected to the world through a little tiny square computer in our pockets. It makes us feel special. How about making other people feel special by not pulling out your phone every time you get a text, Facebook update, or email? I have a rule with everyone I deal with that if they call and I don't answer, I'm most likely in a meeting with someone and they should leave a message. However, if it's an emergency, to call back right away a second time. No one has abused this system yet. And when you're with your loved ones, don't spend all your time looking at your phone while pretending to have a conversation with them. It makes me sad to see all these people just staring at screens and missing massive opportunities to connect with real people around them. So that's it. I hope this helps you get a handle on those busy days and you realize that the more you try and do, the less you get done. Take control of your days, and I would love to hear your comments below. Now, one of the things with this concept is I always sort of equate it to if you ever know how to like defrag your hard drive on your computer and you look at all those little lines that are all separated, that's really what happens when we try and multitask. Our brain is trying to find all these little pieces. So what you should be doing is take this advice and start to split your stuff up and group tasks together. That's probably the biggest advice that I can give you, is just put your tasks together and just bunch them up. You'll find that you're going to create so much more free time, and that'll stop you from saying, man, I'm so busy. Even, you know, the people that are doing some amazing things can benefit from this advice. So I hope that helps you out. That's it for today. And we'll talk to you soon.